Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the dings and zings in the political media. Today's topic, sin. Surprisingly, on the weekend before the election, the most searched news item on the news sites was not about the election, at least not directly. Beating out even Saddam Hussein's death sentence was the story of Ted Haggard being forced from both his leadership of the National Association of Evangelicals and as pastor of the Colorado Springs megachurch, the New Life Church. Also, presumed to be on hold are the weekly phone calls with President Bush claimed in the documentary Jesus Camp. In a message read to his congregation, Haggard vehemently denied that he was gay, yet said, in his words, that there is a part of my life so repulsive and dark that I've been warring against it all my adult life. You know, Ted, this is just my opinion, but you might want to maybe consider the possibility that you are really just a little bit in the closet here. I'm no expert, mind you, but the temptations that I have to struggle against don't involve getting a monthly massage by a male bodybuilder escort. But frankly, I find the gayness focus of this to be misplaced. Call me old-fashioned, but I feel the primary sin of this scandal is the betrayal by Haggard of his wife and five children, and the overwhelming pain this must be causing them. You don't hear much about that. Behind that sin comes the hypocrisy towards the thousands of those who listen to and follow him. You do hear some about that, but secondarily. Of course, if Ted Haggard was just a person with a human failing and not one of the nation's most prominent anti-homosexual activists, this wouldn't be a story. It is the media and public's love of the dramatic and ironic comeuppance that puts this on the headlines and internet searches. I wonder, though, whether a Ted Haggard, more honest about himself, might have also accomplished equal or even greater good in the world. I think so, although not through demonizing people simply because, unlike him, they do not vilify themselves for their nature. That is because I feel that Ted Haggard's principal sins are about deceit, betrayal, and hypocrisy, not homosexuality. Just as Mark Foley's misdeeds were not about homosexuality particularly, but about the abuse of authority. Both the authority of congressmen regarding pages, but also the abuse of the authority of the congressional leadership in hiding it. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.